Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
It's a hard line. Welcome back. 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, 5-9TheFan.com. TJ Moe, Jonathan Edgar Hadley, Bob Elmer Ramsey, and Matt Rocchio. John, this is going
to
be the...
Spalding to you.
Okay.
Spalding.
John, this is going to be the worst insult you get today. The 314's is Hadley. I thought Susan was out of town. The 314 said, Hadley, you're out of your league and you sound stupid, but that's not the part that'll rough you up. He said, you argue like a liberal. Thought that might rub you the wrong way.
What's that number? Now you've gone one step too far, boy.
John had we've right now, and I want to go through these momentarily. The media days, I don't know why they do this, but they stack them on top of each other. So they're all happening this week, which is stupid. We got nothing that's going on. Wouldn't you want your conference to have the most attention possible? Specifically, when the only one that really matters is SEC Media Day. I've been to Big 12 Media Day. Nobody cares. You go to SEC Media Day, that's all anybody's talking about. So they're all happening simultaneously, mostly. They're overlapping this week. And so all the rule changes are coming out. And Hadley off the air brought up the most recent ridiculous rule change in the Big 12.
And what is it? John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to answer. tell him, TJ.
Okay, so this has come from, and I do not have the actual phrasing of the word in front of me, but the idea is this. Oklahoma is really the one team that really gets at Texas for doing this, but you'll see other teams doing it as well. Everybody understands that the Longhorns put up their pinky finger and their index finger, hold them up, you know.
Hook 'em horns.
Yep. And so what Oklahoma does is horns down, and they do that oftentimes when they score a touchdown and such. This year, that's a penalty, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. And it's only a penalty sometimes. So if you go to your sideline and you throw the horns down, no big deal. But if you're in the end zone and you do it at a player or at a coach on the other team and your horns down, 15-yard penalty on sportsmanlike conduct.
I think it's one of those things that's not really been thought through. If you make a rule for taunting, just leave it at taunting. And the referee sees it and throws a flag. What if somebody now, because I'm a TCU guy, what if somebody does TCU horns down? You know, for those who don't know, TCU is peace sign, make it angry, meaning bend the knuckles. So they're like two horn frog horns.
Right.
And can they do? Can somebody do that to them and get away with it now because it's not in the rules? Well, that doesn't make sense. If you're going to say no players or coaches can use hand signs on the field that aren't specifically meant for getting in signals from the sideline, that's a more reasonable thing. To do, can't do horns down relative to Texas, it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Now, we do know this. Last year, I think it was Cam Scott scored a touchdown against Florida. No, it was Damari Crockett. And he looked back to check if the referee was looking, and then he did the gator chomp. Well, that would have been a penalty, right? It's like we have this set in place to some degree.
Right.
But it's not about that. It's the celebration, right? We know you're not allowed to celebrate in college football, really. You can chest bump and all
and
that.
And so what they should have said today, we're going to work a little stricter on our taunting rules. One example will be horns down. We think that's that fits in our current belief about taunting, anti-taunting. So just make sure everybody understands we're including that and things like that. That'd be the easiest way to do it than make a specific rule. I just think that's kind of dumb.
But they didn't do that because it's Texas, and that was John's point.
Don't pick on us. Anybody that tries to get an edge on us, we're going to get the rules and throw the book at you.
if that doesn't indicate just how Texas rules, that's
kind and of... why Mizzou wanted to leave.
That's right. Exactly right.
We're sick of them ruling the roost.
And everybody is. This is why there is no Big 12 network right now, the Longhorn Network. And that would have taken away the Longhorn Network. And they were that wanted to be the first team that ever had the Longhorn Network. Greatest thing. Okay, Longhorn Network is a terrible failure. They even had to...
Which surprised me. I didn't think it'd be a failure.
How could it not be a failure? You don't have enough content. Like, think about it. The SEC network is crushing it because all they have to do is play 14 different episodes of the same sport that everybody cares about over and over and over.
No, I understand that. I'm just thinking you would have thought with the brains and the money and the power that Texas has that they would have found a way to make it financially successful. That's what shocked me about it because they kind of in charge of everything, but they couldn't put a game plan, a formula together to make it solvent, to make it legitimate. They failed.
I have not seen the most recent reports, but I do know they were losing money for a time there. It's just, and what they've not only lost whatever money that was, but they have kept their opportunity cost is in the 30 to 40 million bucks a year range for everybody in the conference.
Which, that's fine with me because I'm not a Texas guy, TCU guy, but I wouldn't want
to. But it costed you a bunch of money, too.
Yeah, but so let's try and bring it back to the pack a little bit. And on the field, they have, obviously.
Well, they have. The point is that what's happening is, especially the Big Ten, is making unbelievable. They're pulling away from the SEC right now so far.
And that's where Texas didn't have the foresight to realize.
Yes.
We're not Notre Dame. We can't just we're in a league,
right?
And the more successful everybody is, the more successful we are. That's what Texas has forgotten.
Absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And so I was actually looking at this the other day. That the gap is widening right now. The Big Ten is giving out the most money by a wide margin, and then I think the SEC is next. Pac-12 gives out some, and the Big 12 hands out a bunch of money with their TV contract, but they don't have a network. Does that mean, it's like you may have your TV contract, whatever. You have the SEC network with ESPN and such. So it's I don't have all the numbers right in front of me, but bottom line is Texas, because they have only ever looked at Texas and not the strength of the – this is no different than what we talk about here in St. Louis, that why a lot of people wish that referendum would go through for the city-county merger, because if you're sitting in Lebanon, Missouri, or you're sitting way out in Wentzville, you go out to Wright City, wherever, if St. Louis is thriving, you're all doing better. But when St. Louis starts to die, everybody starts to die. Similarly, it's, you know, if Texas is, you need everybody to do well for Texas to be doing the best it could. And they have screwed that up.
Exactly right.
And in the meantime, they dictate whatever they want. And the Big 12 has absolutely got to fix that at some point. It was the Big 12 commissioner, Dan Beebe. I don't think he's a commissioner there anymore. I think is it Bowlesby now? Dan Beebe was really, really bad. And he was the one that allowed it to get as far as it did.
I just laugh at the hubris of Oklahoma and Texas and how it all blew up in their face like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
we're gonna make our own conference with our own networks. Bunch of idiots.
I don't know that maybe I'm not as well versed on that. I don't know that Oklahoma really did anything more than allow Texas to.
Yeah, because they knew that if Texas became kings, they were gonna be the next rung below.
But the hubris,
and then there was gonna be 10 teams below those two.
Hubris is the right word.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was ridiculous.
And then Oklahoma bought in.
Oh yeah, they bought in 100%. They were just gonna let Texas take over. They were just gonna ride the coattail, and then it all imploded because they were so dumb. They let two teams got wise and got the hell out of Dodge, the SEC, and Nebraska, obviously. Nebraska kicks to the Big Ten, and Colorado gets out to the Pac-12, and it all just blows up in their face. Because, I mean, they thought they were going to leave everybody else high and dry. And for a while there, if you were a Mizzou fan, you were worried that you were going to be one of the people getting left high and dry, and then Mizzou made out like absolute bandits in the deal.
Yeah, so far on the field a little bit, hopefully a little more in the future. But
definitely in the pocketbooks, though. That $40 million a year from the SEC ain't half bad.
No.
This is
why you had a bow tie, I forget his name, the chancellor at the time called a 100-year decision. He was actually a chancellor at Texas A&M.
He
was a chancellor at Texas A&M who came to Missouri after he was a president and whatever. He became the chancellor at Missouri with Tim Wolf. They all got fired right after that protest. And that's you know, mm-hmm. Mike Alden, all those guys I basically referred to. This is a 100-year decision. It's not about next week. We might not win any championships for a while. Hell, we're not winning any championships here. What's the difference? That's really, look, it's not like you were leaving for going from being the king of something at a Power Five to.
I don't buy the 100-year decision, but I get what they're saying. That because everyone knows the landscape is going to continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm. To the point, already has. Connecticut left the AAC already this year.
And it could end up killing the NCAA as we know it, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Being a mid-major guy, I fear for the mid-major schools and for any sport, even at the Big Five or six conferences, any sport that's not football or men's basketball, all those other sports, I fear for them and the yep. money. Now, except for the group that stays, the Big Five, or even if it's less, Big Two or Three, but expanded conferences, they'll take care of their own. But everybody on the outside will be in big, big, big financial trouble.
Yeah. And the real truth of it is college football runs everything, and there are about 20 relevant college football teams. Everybody else is whatever. And Missouri is one of the whatevers. You got a few in each conference. A lot of the SEC works, but half the SEC doesn't work. Nobody cares about Kentucky. Nobody cares about Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and so Mizzou says, if we can just hang on.
That's right.
And crawl into that top 20, top 25 group consistently, that's what we've got to go for.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean that's got to be your goal.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why the capital improvements and boosters, and that's why they really got to work that.
I think Mizzou's a top 40 program. But they're not in the top 20. And the top 20 is what drives people. And that's the problem. Texas is always going to be fine. Oklahoma's always going to be fine. You know, the Florida State, Notre Dame, certainly, USC, schools like that. And
right.
There's 15, 20's pushing it even, of the real go-get eyeballs, standalone schools that matter no matter what. Missouri's not one of them. And you got to try. This is why the conferences are good for the whole here, because you now have 60 something relevant teams.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and I think one of the biggest signs of that is Mizzou and teams around Mizzou can have two grasps at a national championship inside of a decade and still be considered a middle of the pack school in their conference consistently. Mm-hmm. Texas and LSU can have 2 or 3 year or 4 year stretches where they are actually in the middle towards the bottom of their conference, but they're still thought of perpetually as a blue blood.
Because they are, and that's the truth. You know, it's like you ever—I told you before—you ever seen The Knight's Tale? Go change your stars. Knight's Tale with before he died, Heath Ledger.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I have seen that.
His whole thing, his dad's like, you can change your stars.
Robert Addy, who played Robert Baratheon in the first season of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
By the way, did you see Game of Thrones set an all-time record for Emmy nominations?
157. Mm-hmm.
Did see that
their worst season ever. Talk about blue blood.
Did it beat? Is it a record? So
yes, it beat
NYPD Blue.
NYPD Blues, yeah. Which had 27. I think they had 32.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Wow,
that's pretty impressive.
Incredible.
The 304 here. Listening to Fatso and Smoothie Boy argue reminds me why the phrase "get a room" exists. Go bottom a plugged-in iron, Hadley, and top it off with a bleach on the rocks. What do you think that means?
Repeat it.
Just the second part, or you want the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Okay. Listening to Fatso and Smoothie Boy, and I don't know which one's which because you really like smoothies too, and I need to run.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the phrase, get a room, and why it exists. Go bottom a plugged-in iron, Hadley, and top it off with a bleach on the rocks. Go bottom a plugged-in iron.
Because if I'm setting a glass of bleach with ice in it on an iron, on the bottom of an iron, then I'm melting the ice. So why would I put the ice in it to begin? Rock?
You're a liberal. Try to piece this together for us.
No, I'm in that pretzel.
Was he trying to write, get in a bathtub with an iron?
He says,
he was trying to say bottom an iron. Yeah, that's the correct nomenclature.
Bottom, what was that word?
Thank you, Donnie.
Cock yourself.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Fungo. Are certain NCAA conferences backed by Republican or Democrat money, or do they support politicians? The conferences don't support anybody. They're all about themselves. So far as who supports the individual schools is based on who supports the I'm saying this backwards, but the conferences are supported by the schools, which are supported by whoever likes the schools, both Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
Whoever's got deep pockets and wants their guys to win,
especially all money.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I don't like to lose. That's the typical big-time booster guy.
Exactly right. 3-4, Hadley, so fat, if he skins his leg, gravy pours out.
Nah, it didn't work.
No, I didn't think that was a good one either. 3-4, since Hadley is so informed, he must know that KU, North Carolina, and Florida were doing the same thing as Missouri. Mizzou self-reported why the harsh penalty. Mizzou will win on appeal. Sean.
They would probably win on appeal in court, but you're not in court.
Well, but here's the good news on this. The appeal is being heard by a separate committee than the one that made decision. Oftentimes, you have to appeal to the same committee that told you this is the NFL.
Right.
So at least you get a new group of five people that can evaluate, hopefully objectively.
You hope so. I'm skeptical. I think the fix is always in. I go in any situation thinking the fix is in.
Wait a minute. You're doubting the NCAA's ability to be objective?
Yes.
Okay. Sean P. Daddy. And if a fan sees the penalty but doesn't report it to the ref, the fan also gets 15 yards.
No. Kick out of the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Kill him. Yes, Joe.
Jim called in and he wanted to ask while we were talking about the whole Texas and Oklahoma thing and Mizzou making the jump. Obviously, the opening conversations were about them making a jump to the Big Ten, not the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would be better, worse off, or about the same had they gone to the Big Ten instead of the SEC?
In which?
In money or on the field,
I guess,
or what?
Let's just talk overall basketball and football separately. Which one do you think it's better for football? Do you think it's better or worse for basketball? Do you think it's better or worse financially or overall for the university?
They have a. Let's see if you agree with this. You know basketball better than I do, Rammer. I think they have it is a better long-term play for basketball in the SEC because historically, and I think at some point in the future, the Big Ten is going to be substantially better in basketball. The SEC's had a good run of coaches and things, and they've been better the last few years. I would not imagine that's going to continue at the rate the Big Ten does.
At the time, I felt the Big Ten was a better fit, but going to the SEC's home run is great.
For basketball, do you like the SEC better specifically?
I think it gives you more opportunities to be at the top.
Okay, so you and I agree on that. For football, it's interesting. Everybody, you know, says, well, when everybody, you know, I always forget the thing, but basically high tide raises the
all boats.
There you go. That's the hope. If you're Missouri mm-hmm. with the SEC, you're forced to recruit better. You're forced. But look, Nebraska went to the Big Ten, and we'll see how they go. But they got whipped by Troy last year. And they got Scott Frost. They sucked going into the Big Ten. They weren't good in their final years outside of the Sioux year. Basically in the Big 12, then they sucked going into the Big 10, and hopefully Scott Frost can turn them around. But moving conferences to the Big 12, where they largely own the Big 12 North for years, moving into what you should have a lot of opportunity in the Big 10, it's done nothing. And the Big 10, over the last 5-8 years, have been a substantially better conference than the Big 12. I mean, we talked about
this. Oh, correct.
Oh, yeah. The Big 10 East has four teams that could beat most of the teams in the country on any given year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the opportunity to be on that side. And on the West, yes, right.
How does that calculus change if we go back and putting Mizzou in the SEC, but you have to put Mizzou in the Western Conference?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, it wouldn't affect basketball at all, obviously. They
no, but football, oof, that changes everything.
I think they should have done that.
I'm glad they didn't. I'm going to say that right freaking now Mizzou wouldn't have played in two SEC championship games.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, though, dude, that 2013
Except,
team had.
But if you put them over there, then Alabama. I think it would have worked out better using the geography west and east. I like the symmetry of it better, and I think it probably balances. I think there's more of a balance in the league.
Eastern team of the two that came in. Thank you very much.
They use largely a horizontal line to separate a vertical
mm-hmm.
direction,
mm-hmm.
which is a weird way to do it.
Yeah.
So here in the east, and you take it. And you're in the East with teams that have more of a chance, at least recently, of being down than the West, and you roll with it, and it's not a bad thing. Lucky, anytime you get to play Kentucky and Vanderbilt every year, thank you, Lucky Stars.
Yeah.
Latitude enter in at all?
Longitude?
Degrees?
Tropic of Cancer?
Coccyxal?
Tropic of Cancer.
Let's see. Injured Joe's Cave Ride and Magic Man. Irons are too easy. I'd much rather watch a Facebook Live with Hadley dying a painful death from a combine accident and throw in that Jughead Hockey Bob trying to pick up the chicks at the bar for comedy.
Is it weird that when I heard combine accident, I assumed like they want to see like John explode because he's trying to run the gauntlet in Indianapolis.
Do too.
The ball just like explodes on his head or something.
No. I think he's talking Fargo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. But I definitely went to John has to run the 40, and
yeah.
that's it.
I have never met a combine I couldn't beat anyhow. Bring on the combine. I ain't scared of it.
Cam Jansen and the Cam Jansen program will be live from the Corner Pub every Wednesday at 12 o'clock. Go eat your
that
lunch.
That starts
over
tomorrow.
There. Yes, I would recommend going to eat your lunch.
Started
over
last there. Week, but you were on vacation.
Yeah, it starts so tomorrow for Bob Rock. Quit being a jerk. Why does he got to do that?
He needs to be right. He's got that thing.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Remember when John threatened to even when John was wrong, he threatened to fire Rock if he corrected him?
No. I didn't say if I was wrong, I would fire him. I said, if you pointed out, I was wrong.
Right. Big difference.
See, once again.
Can we apply the same rule to Rammer?
TJ.
Can we apply the same rule?
We're fine.
Okay, you just like that. All right. So go check that out. That is the Corner Pub down. There's a few different locations, Rock.
Yeah, one on Doherty Ferry and one where we're going to be at tomorrow, which is going to be the corner of Ellisville. So in Ellisville, Clayton and Clarkson.
Very nice. Cool. More on the other side. It's Hardline.